flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
ESP on the farm from
the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big game on Sunday. The Eagles' official sports bar is Chickie's and Pete's. You can find a location at chickiesandpetes.com to watch it. With us now from the Big Easy, that's what the locals call
it.
New Orleans, Elliott Shore Parks. Elliott, how you feeling, brother?
Man, it's good to hear you guys singing again. I miss watching you sing in front of a lot of people, but just good to hear you sing that song again.
Yeah, I love it. I don't think we had that one last week. Yeah, because you were there. So
right, correct. Yeah, been a while.
You're keeping an eye on New Orleans for us. How's everything?
I am.
Now, yesterday it did seem like, from a crowd standpoint, it leveled up like 10x. It must be crazy in the city there right now.
Yeah, I would say it's leveled up another 20 times since yesterday. I mean, really, by like the hour, I would say at this point, the streets are more and more crowded. And it's definitely mostly Eagles fans. Like, I would say 70-30. I don't know if the Chiefs even have a chant, but you definitely hear a lot of Eagles chants as you walk around, a ton of green everywhere. So, yeah, it's going to be a wild next few days for sure.
Yeah, I noticed when I got there on Sunday or Monday, I thought there was, in the stores there, there seemed to be more Chiefs stuff for sale. And I guess that, you know, the Chiefs closer geographically, and I think there's a little bit of this team is so good national bandwagon-y type fans. But I thought to myself, there's no way that Chiefs fans will outnumber Eagles fans in New Orleans, especially considering how many Super Bowl trips can you buy
if
you're a Chiefs fan, you know? So not surprised at all.
I saw more Vikings fans than Chiefs fans.
Yeah, truthfully, yeah. I can imagine.
Honestly, I feel like the Taylor Swift thing is really what most of the Chiefs fans, like almost 50% of the Chiefs stuff you see here has to do with Taylor Swift. So seems like that's a big one for them, too.
Eagles fans overwhelming Bourbon Street tonight. It's going to be something else, you know?
Yeah, it'll be crazy. I'll definitely be taking videos.
So as Costos just mentioned, you're a workhorse down there this week. And I know you've been on with several different shows, several different stations across the country. We know what the vibe is like from us. We know what the vibe is like when we look, you know, on national TV. As you've talked to people around there in terms of the game itself and what people expect, has there been a theme, you know, as to what people feel outside of our bubble here?
So I would definitely say one thing I pick up on talking to stations and you know, people outside of Philly that don't have a connection to Philly is that the Chiefs are viewed as the team of destiny more than the Eagles. Everybody that I talk to, whether it's in, you know, Chicago, Kansas City, wherever it is like, well, it's the three-peat, they win all the time, and this is kind of meant to be, pick against them at your own risk. So it is weird, though. A lot of people will say the Eagles are their better team, but I'm picking the Chiefs. So I think at this point, the three-peat and the just belief that no one's going to stop the Chiefs from doing that seems to be the overarching thought from people not in Philly.
Yeah, it's the classic. You feel like a team is better than the Patriots, but you take the Patriots because it's what they've done in the past. That's really more of a fear. That's really more of a fear that I don't want to be wrong about the pick. So I'll take the safe pick and pick the Kansas City Chiefs, even though I know Eagles all year long, they've been the better team.
Well, and it would almost be more convincing if one time somebody would say to me something like, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win because Chris Jones is a tough matchup and, you know, Trent McDuffie is going to do this or the receivers are better. And you don't really hear a lot of that. Like I said, most of the people that pick the Chiefs, to your point, it's kind of just, well, they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And let's be honest, that might be enough, right? It's not like, you know, they're saying they have Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. Like, these are, you know, multi-Super Bowl winning duo right here. So I do get that logic, but from a pure X's and O's standpoint or matchups, people can't really point to those when it comes to why the Chiefs will win. It's mostly just Mahomes.
Well, and we saw on Get Up yesterday, everybody picked the Chiefs on Get Up, and on today, everybody picked the Eagles on Get Up, the same exact people. So it does seem like nationally everybody's sort of hedging their bet. You know, I think I know what the answer is going to be on this, but anything new on the Jalen Carter sickness, the Quinyon Mitchell sickness, the Landon Dickerson injury, any of the questions going in, has there been any sort of new information, or is it we assume everybody's going to go and, you know, it is what it is at this point?
Yeah, I think at this point, it's everyone's going to go and it is what it is at this point. I don't think it's about who's available to start the game. It's about how they play once the game begins. And, you know, I've talked to Landon and Cam pretty much every day this week. This will be the first day we don't talk to them. And every day, it's they feel good. They're going to play in the game. Jalen Carter's not been available for media, I think just because he is sick. But, I mean, the game is still 3 days away at this point. He's been sick for 2 days now. I think everybody's going to be fine for the game.
And the other thing, you know, they gave Brandon Graham at opening night on Monday night, I think eight different Eagles people had their own, you know, space. And Brandon Graham was one of them. They haven't made any sort of official indication as to whether Brandon Graham's going to play. I assume we're not going to get that until Sunday.
No, I think we could get it today. I mean, because he has to be added to the 53-man roster. He's not currently on the he's still on IR. So someone's going to have to be either released or placed on IR. I'd imagine at this point they probably are not going to cut somebody. You know, you want them to still be part of the team and, you know, you still get a Super Bowl ring and all that if you're on IR. So I would think that will happen today. The name I would look for is probably Nick Gates. He's the fourth-string center. He's normally inactive, and he just happened to pop up on the injury report, a report with a groin injury this week. So I think you could hear today that Brandon is definitely playing in the game.
Now, is that an Eagles Insider of the Year official report? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, we need we want you to get one. Are you going to make a report?
Oh, no, I know. Well, I've been trying. Yeah, sure, that's a report. Go for it.
Okay.
Well, jeez.
A ton of confidence.
You are unbelievable.
No problem. No problem.
I think we talked about it with you a little bit earlier this week. Jake Elliott. Do you think there's any chance they are coaching around Jake Elliott? What do you think they will make decisions with his struggles this season in mind on Sunday?
So I think they will in certain spots. I mean, they're going to have to be a pretty specific spot. But in terms of not putting Jake Elliott out on the field, I think the more of a reason they will do that is I think they're going to be aggressive in this game. I think Nick has heard for 2 years how he was not aggressive enough in the last Super Bowl. We all know in 2017, Doug was super aggressive against a similar team, you know, a dynasty type team. And so I'm almost worried Nick might be too aggressive. Like, I think Nick might go into this game wanting to send a message, wanting to show his players they're confident in him, wanting to show people he's not going to make the same mistakes as last time. So I think that you will see him be aggressive in a lot of spots. And part of that will be Jake Elliott, but I think most of it will just be a desire to, you know, not make the same mistake he did in the last Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy when thinking about it, but if it costs you the game, no one's going to be like, you know what, we lost the Super Bowl, but I appreciate how aggressive he was.
I agree with you.
Like,
yeah, I mean, I
feel that way. So, I mean, it's great when it works. The Philly special is great when it works. When it doesn't work, people say, why didn't you just take the 3 points there?
Yeah, what? I mean, when it doesn't work, you know, Jamison Williams is throwing an interception and your season's over on a trick play, right? Like,
right,
that's the flip side of it.
Yeah.
My worry would be if he's aggressive early and it doesn't work, that puts you in a position where you're chasing at that point, right? Like, then you have to go for two. You feel another need to go for fourth because you didn't get it last time. So, I, you know, in the games this year where, you know, it's become a topic on Monday, it's mostly been like the New Orleans game, the Jacksonville game, where it doesn't go good early, and he kind of has to chase it the rest of the game.
It.
Now,
yeah.
they did win both those games. Obviously not good teams. But
thanks
like
to the defense.
So his aggressiveness. Right, I'm just saying his aggressiveness has not cost them this season. But against the Chiefs, you're going to almost probably have to play a flawless game to win. So, I mean, it's big-time pressure on Nick tomorrow, or Sunday.
Yeah, and really, if they lose the game, whatever, if he decides to play it safe on those things, if they lose the game, we could go back, I can tell you I would, and say, well, I wish they went for that fourth down. So he's just going to have to do what he thinks is right, and he's ultimately going to have to live with the results of whatever yep. whatever that is. And that's what the head coach job
that's
is.
The life of the coach.
Yep.
He has no control on the results, too. I mean, he's not out there making the plays.
Right.
So, yeah, he'll have to make the decision and hope it works out for him. Yeah.
Yep. So, Elliot, today is On the Record Friday. We've all gone on the record with how we think the game is going to go in our prediction. Now, I know you do your little tweet or whatever with your official prediction, but we're going to need it here on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yep, yeah.
What?
You'll give it to us today?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. You cut out for a second.
Sure.
So it's On the Record Friday. We need your official prediction with how you think this game's going to go.
Yeah. So I think this is the truest 50-50 game I've ever covered in my time covering the Eagles. They're both great teams, and I think there's real reasons the Chiefs could win. But I think in close games, the two things that win you games are taking care of the ball and not making detail-oriented mistakes, whether that's having to burn a timeout, that's not running out of bounds when you're supposed to, a penalty late in the game. And I just have not seen the Eagles make those mistakes this year. It's going to be tough to beat the Chiefs, but I think if they do what they have all year, take care of the ball and not make silly mistakes, I think they win the game. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game than most people think. I would definitely take the over in this one, but I think the Eagles win 33-30.
There you go. Now, all week you said the Chiefs were the better team.
I know. And then today it's like, well, why are people saying they're the better
team? Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. The better team doesn't always win.
There it is.
Yeah,
are you doing this hit next to a jet air engine? I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, where are you?
Well, I'm on the streets of the Big Easy.
That's where the locals call
it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all
what
right.
the local. Well, you're basically a local, so.
Yeah, I am.
All right,
am.
Good to talk to you. Miss you guys. Yep.
All right.
Said, wow. He hang up on himself?
Whoa, he just left.
Here, I'm on this app now. You can't get rid of me.
I can't. Buzz.
Oh, he's on the app.
Buzz, get rid of him. Buzz, get rid of him. There you go.
That's funny.
That Elliott Shore Parks call-in was brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. That guy fought with everybody all week that the Chiefs were the better team. And then came in and picked the Eagles.
Of course. See.
He knows where his bread is buttered.
See, here's forget about that. See, you got to know Elliot. And that's why I did what I did with him the other day. Because I wanted him to be so strong in this corner of how much better the Chiefs were and why they were favored and going to win. Because I knew today what he would do.
Yeah.
I knew that's what he would do.
Yep.
And I didn't even jump on him there. I let y'all do it.
Yeah.
I let y'all
do it. Well, you knew he wasn't going to pick the Chiefs.
Exactly.
What's he going to do, put out a tweet picking the Chiefs? There's no chance.
But he wants to argue with me about
right. They're
the better team.
They're the better team. Yeah.
Because they're a one-point favorite. By the way,
they're a one-point favorite.
That was the fight he picked this week.
By the way, the money line is minus 102.
I don't even know what that means.
It means it's a toss-up.
Even, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not that advanced in the betting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically a coin flip.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically a coin flip.
Which is what we said, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see if you can pick this one. Okay. Here is the Twitter question. What happens Sunday? Eagles win by 10+. Eagles in a close game or Chiefs win?
Give me those again. Eagles win by
10+. Eagles win a close game. Chiefs win.
Well, I predicted Eagles win by 10, so I'm going to go with Eagles win by 10+. But you're saying, what am I predicting? What's on that?
Yes, on that.
I would imagine Eagles win a close game. You know what, though? It's either 10+ or close game. So I don't believe most people think the Chiefs are going to win. And no one likes to pick a close game. So then I'll go with the Eagles win by 10+. But it's slightly. With three,
yeah.
I'll say it stays in the low 50s.
Man, you're just You're excellent at this.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eagle, and you talked yourself there.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, Ike's going to be wrong. But then you got yourself there.
Yeah.
So Eagles win by 10-plus at 53.7%.
Boom.
Eagles win a close game at 33.9%. And Chiefs win at 12.4%.
Who are those guys?
Trolls.
Or
gals.
Or scared people.
Scared people.
Could be scared people.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
I just think it's funny. Elliot,
no, it is something wrong with that.
I like scared people.
Elliot said, I wish people were saying something more interesting than they have the better coach quarterback combo.
And that was his reason.
That was his only reason.
Yeah.
When we,
which, by the way, is enough of a reason if that's going to be your reason. But that was his reason all week long.
Yeah, but he didn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the Patriots thing.
That's just, yes. He goes down to Super Bowl week and he's like, what's my bit going to be?
Yeah.
You know, 2 years ago, it was if you could build a quarterback, it would be more like Jalen Hurts than Patrick Mahomes, which, by the way, is the weirdest way to frame it, but is so particular that I respect, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he sat at the table with us yesterday. He's like, I'm going on KC radio here in about an hour. I might just say that Hurts is the better quarterback. Just a toy with him.
Gotta love him.
It's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Tell us what you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl and be specific. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday.
What up, Yoshi?
Welcome back home. Glad you made it back safely.
Yeah, this guy's right on point now. I complained about him waiting too long to say hi, and now he's like, bam, he's right there. I love it.
See?
Hey, bro, I'm a performer, man. What's the name? You just coached me up. I put my helmet on get in the game, bro.
Yes, sir.
I ain't playing around. I'm trying to give you less and less to talk about when it comes to me. You know what I mean? Just like Jalen going to do on Sunday. How about that?
Oh,
how about that?
Look, it sounds like you're already going on the record.
Yeah. I you daggone right, I'm going on the record. Jalen Hurts about to give you the best version of his game this Sunday. All the talk, we about to sweep it under the rug. Once we get this lead, I envision that we are never giving it up. It's going to come down. We're going to be 10 points up at the end of the game. I love that 10. Ike said it. It was in my head before he said it earlier in the week. Everybody I've been talking to been saying 10 points. You got 10 points or better than the dag on Twitter. We're going to be up by 10 points. They're going to have the ball, what's that, a little over 2 minutes. What's saying them dag on Kansas City Chiefs? Patrick Mahomes going to finally throw that pick he ain't thrown since November, or either what's name, he going to do that little girly run, think he about to get up out of the pocket, scramble, and Nolan Smith is going to honk him down, swipe the ball, take it, and we going to do them like they did us. We going to sit on it, and it's going to be game, and break the confetti, kiss the Lombardi trophy, kiss the baby, Ike Reese.
Kiss the baby.
Get in my neck roll. We about to win this, man. I've been telling you, I ain't confident. I ain't cocky. I've been confident. I have not been nervous. This is how I felt in 2017, 2018. Once we got past them daggone Falcons, I said, this game is ours. This game is ours, baby. We bringing that thing home. We going to walk the dog on them. And when I say walk the dog on, it's because we're going to control this game. Everybody got the keys. Oh, the last time somebody in the NFL went for a record was 2007. Them daggone Patriots was about to be undefeated. They finished what? 18-1 or something like that?
Yep, 18-1,
baby. There ain't no three-peat going off up in here, baby. We have pulled out the big guns. Spike, get ready for them snipers, boy. I'm going to take up for you a little bit, but my vest can't handle them 50 cows they about to blast off.
Hey, well, enough with the sniper stuff. My God.
Hey, boy, you know them snipers. Them snipers is out there, bro. Get ready. I only can do so much. I got some hand-to-hand combat, but when they start firing away, you're on your own. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to see y'all cats in a little bit. I'm going to be the dude with the broad shoulders looking nice and caramelly. See you in a minute, baby. Love y'all cats, baby. Go birds!
All right, Yosh. Now, this caller is an interesting one. Because you guys saw him last night in a surprise appearance.
Yes.
Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
That's Cowboy Jim.
What?
The sand.
All right.
As he's
down
now.
He's down with
you. Oh, is that because of the bag of minis?
Well, I'm just saying he looked out for us.
All right.
We were in first class last night.
He didn't look out for me.
Well,
I had to pay for first class. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Well,
you were going
to Newark, so I can't help you there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Spike, listen, I've always felt bad about you not having children until I spent 2.5 hours with Jack Fritz. So I feel bad that you've had to spend all this time with Jack. You know,
I got to go to the bathroom as the plane was about to take off. That's
Oh my God.
I had to go.
But you've been on a plane before.
I know, but we were still technically in the runway area, and I thought I could make a run for it.
Are you six?
No, well, I
had
to go.
Hold it for 20 minutes.
I'm not a holdsman.
Couldn't hold it, huh?
Couldn't hold it.
Could I explain?
Another smear
campaign.
Let me
explain.
Yeah.
No, let me explain this. Listen, let me give you the two best WIP travelers yesterday and the two worst WIP travelers. Okay, here we go. Brian Baldinger, polite, sharp dresser, follows the rules. Seth Joyner, polite, great with the fans. And then there's Ike and Jack.
What did I
Hello?
Do?
What did I do?
I can't hear you.
I broke one glass.
Wait a minute.
It fell.
Jack broke a glass. Okay, he gets up when we're taxiing to go to the bathroom, taps me on the shoulder. Can I go? Well, yeah, Jack, go ahead. Just make sure you wash your hands, okay?
I didn't want to wait.
There is no way he washed his hands.
I didn't want to wait until I couldn't wait until we were in the air.
Jack, I will bet $10,000 you didn't wash your hands.
Of course I washed my hands.
No, you didn't.
You can't prove it.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't confirm or deny, but I know he flushed the toilet. I know he did that.
Yeah.
Never a doubt.
What did I do?
Okay.
Yeah, what
did
I do wrong?
Okay, listen to me. We're taxiing. Both of their tray tables are out. Headsets
Dude,
on.
Have you guys
watching...
never?
We're in first class.
We're in first
man.
Class. There's no rules in first class.
Yes, there are.
I didn't know it.
They treated it like it was a charter. Like, bags
Listen,
are everywhere.
For me, it was. There's 12
the
people
anywhere.
On it.
Tray tables are out. You know, and I know Ike with the mask, I get that. You're wearing a mask, okay? But I got 15 people on the airplane, okay? What are you going to catch?
And he was already sick.
Yeah, exactly. It was my habit. So, yeah, I was trying to protect everybody else.
Everybody else. So that sounds responsible. I am, Jim, I am blown away. Jack never ceases to amaze me. He got up as the plane was leaving to go to the bathroom.
I know.
Unbelievable.
It was a chartered flight.
The other flight attendant's looking at me like, are you going to say something? I'm like, it's Jack. You know, what am I going to do? I mean, he's got his dirty Jane Fonda yoga pants on, you know. So it's like, just go ahead. Just let him do it, please.
Yeah.
Jim, he wore the yoga pants every day we were in New Orleans.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, I wore a version of not those exact.
I have three
different pairs.
Of the same exact color?
No, I wore the khaki-colored ones on Monday. I wore the black ones on Tuesday. And I wore my hot gray ones the last 2 days.
Yeah.
No.
Disgusting.
Well, I'm just saying, I look at him, I'm like, it's filthy. It's Jane Fonda yoga pants. It was. He's like, I lost weight. I want to look
20.
Good. I'm like,
people are talking about it.
Jim, you want to go on the record about Sunday?
Yes, I have my prediction. Okay, so it's overtime. Jake Elliott is lining up to hit the winning field goal.
Boy.
It is blocked. Blocked by the Kansas City Chiefs, run all the way back for a touchdown. Kansas City wins 36-30. Game over.
Oh,
the sadness.
Right.
Goodbye, losers.
Oh, boy. There he is.
What a guy.
He got to be Cowboy Jim because he upgraded you guys, and then you guys rewarded him by acting like fools on the plane. Unbelievable.
Well, I did not act like a fool.
Tray table out during takeoff?
Dude, it's first class.
Me do.
No one was on the flight, and I'm not going to say it.
All right. It's on the record Friday. You have to tell us what you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl, and be specific. We need a score. We need how the game is going to play out. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, even though this game is in a dome, Tornado Shapiro has demanded that he do his final game day forecast of the Eagles season. So that is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Peace in South Philly. Ava will be here at 6. Ava Graham will be here at 6 for a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally. You can win Eagles merch, tickets to next season's home opener. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm Andy.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly with the final Football Friday of the season and the last one we could possibly have because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl on Sunday. You can check out all the Eagles' big game action, the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickie's and Pete's. You can find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Now, all year long at 3:30, we've had the Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. However, it's at the Superdome. It's indoors. What could you possibly have for us?
Hey, man, welcome back to Philly to be with your peeps in the big game and Tornado Shapiro. 2 whole weeks! We've waited too long! Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, getting ready for the big one in the Big Easy. Spent a little time down in New Orleans myself at WWWNOLA with a weather gal by the name of Big Weezy. She ran about 5'11", 285, with a sweetheart. She wore overalls. She looked just like Landon Dickerson, Gemma. We called her the Glorious B.I.G. You know, when she presented the 11 o'clock news, she obstructed 3 of the 5-day forecast. But don't fret, she was big and easy. This girl was 50% English, 50% French, 100% willing and open-minded. Trust me, her mind wasn't the only thing open, Kevin.
No. We can move on.
I remember one time down on Bourbon Street, it was myself, Ike Reese, Trombone Shorty, Rusty Trombone, and Mark Sanchez hanging out at the Stankhorn, listening to Dixieland jazz. Everything was fine. Then Rusty pulled out right when Cooper Manning joined in with his flute.
Okay.
Well, what the heck?
All right.
So, lots of history there. You know, you remember when those Saints fans they wore those paper bags over their heads in the early 80s?
I do.
Yeah, I started that. I started it when I brought old Betty Butterface to the Saints games. Betty did the weather at WWW Bad TV. Her face was so unappealing, they made her give the forecast with her back to the camera. And believe me, you enjoyed her back to the camera. Come on!
Okay.
That was the same year my neighbor got locked up trolling down in the quarter. He saw a working girl he liked. He tried to make a Louisiana purchase right there in front of two police officers. He broke Tornado's number one rule. Never pay for a hen. You can get eggs for free with looks, charm, and a phony resume.
Yeah, apparently. You get on the radio, too, with that, too.
$4 a dozen today. Last time we were in New Orleans, it was me, Sean Landetta, Arthur Fennell, and you, Douglas.
Wait. Ike wasn't there? Why wasn't
Thank
Ike
God.
There?
Ike sat that one out. Ike waited in the car wearing his neck roll. catching his breath, counting his blessings. We're chilling in a French coffee shop, and Lindetta decided he needed to shave. And I don't mean his face.
Oh, don't get us in more trouble, Sean.
Pull it taut, friend. You Douglas had a diet of Ike juice and gummies, proceeded to climb up to the balcony, then fell asleep. And we see Neil Hartman working as a street performer. He was tap dancing.
Wow.
He was tap dancing with bottle caps on his sneakers to the tune of the old Daily News Live theme song.
Neil Hartman is a street performer.
I left an after-hours club with an unknown female. It's after 5 a.m. The sun's coming up. We get back to her place. I'm trying to deliver the top five at 5 a.m. style. We're about to get down to business. All of a sudden, three guys in the next room start singing 5:30 Creed.
From the edge, and I'm thinking.
And I'm thinking, I'm 6 feet from running out and cracking these guys halfway to hell and back for messing up my mojo.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Do you have a forecast for this indoor football game?
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
78 degrees outside at kickoff. It's fog and brutal humidity. But you never know what kind of bizarre system is coming off the gulf there. You get a spritz inside if very easily in that place. I give it a 50-50 chance. Crazier things have happened down there. You got voodoo and alchemy and Ouija boards. Pack a slicker, folks. Bring salt and cayenne pepper. Save your family. They bury people above ground there. How about some recessional music for that kind of accuracy? You know I'm right. Expect the unexpected.
No music. The guy just predicted 50% chance of rain in a dome. So it was you?
Yeah.
Hold on. You, Trombone Shorty, Rusty Trombone, and Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
And then
I don't even know the other two guys.
And then Sean Landetta, Arthur Fennell, and Hugh Douglas.
Glad I wasn't in that group.
Yeah, you were in the car.
And Neil Hartman is a street performer.
Yeah, with bottle caps on his shoes. 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Tornado went on the record. You got to tell us what you think is going to happen on Sunday, specifically. Rich in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Rich?
Oh, it's so hard to find an opening act. Look, you remember back in the days, and thanks for taking my call. Great to be here. Back in the days of the gangrene defense, when the Eagles used to play Dallas and such like that, we would be lucky to get over like 10 or 12 points in any for either team. So what I'm saying here is the game's going to start like that. It's going to be anybody's game up until halftime. And I've been watching a lot of film this week. And right about 8 minutes and 56 seconds into the third quarter, that's when it's going to go street ball. Kansas City's going to go street ball like they always do, and the Eagles are going to shut them down, bro. Shut them down. And that's when the NFL best player on the defense for the Eagles, Big Play Slay, is going to take that ball away. Next thing you know, it's going to be off to the races. The Eagles are going to finish up. How is it going to go? It's going to go with Merrill Reese saying, "I don't believe it. The Eagles have done it again." And that's the way it's going to go. My prediction is 26-16, Eagles all the way, baby.
Wow, a Slay pick six. Slay's first interception of the year, it would be, actually.
Second? I thought he had his first against Green Bay, right?
Yeah, he had the one in the Packers game.
Oh, you're right. Man, yeah. The Packers game, which was 3.5 years ago,
We need a Coop pick on Sunday.
Oh, would love a Coop
pick. Quinyon's got his two in the postseason.
Would love a Coop pick.
I think it is Coop time, right?
Coop's going to have a moment.
You feel like
I feel a Coop moment.
He's got a big job on Sunday because it's going to be a lot of Coop with Travis Kelce.
Well, Kelce's cooked. I told you that.
Oh, yeah. And the Chiefs are frauds, right?
They're still on for
okay. I think you got to take them off fraud watch when they're in the Super Bowl. Now, Ike, TV again for you on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, we're doing pregame, postgame show. We also got a pregame show at Live Casino, WIP.
WIP, of course.
WIP's pregame show will be there, I believe, starting at 3 o'clock. I'll make an appearance over there with Joe and Hugh. I don't know who else is going to be. Cast of many others.
The camera will be on it. I'm on for an hour.
Okay, yep. So the whole crew will be there. They got Joe the camera to work. Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Probably got to give him an extra few days off.
Man.
But
I'll be joining Michael B. and the crew, you know, Barrett and Ron Jaworski and Ruben Frank.
NBC Sports Philly.
NBC Sports Philly for the pregame and the postgame, starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6 pregame, and then immediately following after the game when it's over. Hopefully, 2 hours of celebration.
Now, all those guys are always dressed to the nines, but do they know what they're in for with Ike Reese on
Sunday,
Super Bowl
Sunday? We're going a little.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be in a suit, but every suit can't be that suit.
Yeah.
This is Super Bowl. You're treating it like church.
No, it won't be a church suit. It'll be a suit. I look nice in the suit regardless of what suit it is.
Very true.
But I feel like I kind of set an expectation out there now when everybody is expecting to see something wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Now, tune in for the analysis.
Okay. You're
not tuning in to see my suit.
And this message is for one person.
Yes.
Michael Barkham.
Yeah.
Got my eyes on you. Why? Don't you even think about asking Ike for a victory if they win.
Oh, don't you dare.
Don't
Michael
you
B.
even think about it, Barkham.
I know you'd be wearing green glasses.
Yep.
And you're going to get all excited.
Don't you even.
The victory happens on Monday, Barkham.
Yeah. Well, I'm a guest, so I mean that it's not the setting for the victory.
Right.
Yeah, that's
it
for
better
this
not.
Show. Yes.
Well, Barkham,
relax over there.
Well, guys. You know when he gets excited, that guy gets revved up.
Well, everybody wants the victory.
Yeah. And also, Barkham, if they do lose again, no cursing.
You got to respect him for it.
That was so
funny.
I don't think
you have to worry about that.
No, probably
that
not.
That was so funny.
215-592-9494 on the record Friday. Eric and Rowley, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, boys. How are y'all?
What's up, brother?
Thanks for having me. So I think I'm going 31-21. Birds low 50s. Close game till half. Devontae gets one. Saquon gets two. Jalen gets one. And the strength of the Chiefs in the fourth quarter comes to a close on Sunday because the Birds just are going to lean on them and lean on them and lean on them. And they haven't seen anything like us yet. It's going to be the best team the Chiefs have played all year, and Birds get it done. There's a parade on Broad Street.
I love it. And I agree. Like,
yeah. Hey, one more thing real quick. So reason I called, I picked up my daughter, driving her home from school. We're listening to WIP on my phone, and she shouts out, "Look, Dad, it's an eagle." And you look up above the car, and there's a bald eagle flying right over our car. She said, "It's an omen." She said, "It's an omen. You got to call the show." I said, "I'm doing it. Let's go."
All right.
Bald eagles, seeing them in the wild is definitely good luck.
Bald eagle?
Yeah absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one in the wild.
I've seen a couple.
Really?
Yeah, they're neat.
I don't know.
On the bald eagles?
Yeah.
I see them every Saturday when I golf at Riverwinds.
Another perk of going to Riverwinds.
There's an actual eagle's nest on the 11th hole, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did Jaws get that installed?
I don't know if he actually got that installed. That's a good question, though. I don't know that.
Does he have that at every one of the Jaws courses?
I don't think so.
An eagle's nest?
So coming up here, you know, we talk about On the Record.
Yes.
And we've talked about what this is going to be like for the Super Bowl. Rios in North Philly. Rios. Uh-oh. There we go. Rios, you are on WIP.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not a good start.
Rios?
You hear me, Hard Chargers?
There we go. Gotcha. Then we're going to do this again so we do it right. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. Oh, no.
Sunday's going to be a damn disaster.
Oh, we're going to lose by 30.
He is driving right now to New Orleans.
Oh, he's actually going down?
Yes.
Wow. On Friday? What's he going to do? He's not going to the game, is he?
I don't know.
All right.
Well, the fact that he's driving to New Orleans, we don't know where he's at.
I know.
Whether or not the reception is going to come back.
Right.
People are not happy here at Chickies.
No. Well, we need it. You got to find a good cell and pull over.
Yeah, wherever you're at. Yeah. Just pull over.
And I'll get you on whenever. Yeah. I like to time it a certain way. I'll get you on whenever. 215-592-9494. Oh, my God. I'm having heart palpitations.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's bad news.
All the illnesses and Rios can't call.
We need him on.
I know. He'll get there.
We got to send him a police escort. Get him to New Orleans safely.
I trust him.
215-592-9494. On the record Friday.
I don't know.
Dave in Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP.
He might not get there till Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, am I on? This is awesome.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Well, I do have a On the Record Friday prediction. Is that good?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to go along with pretty much what everybody's been saying. I think the narrative, as I've been thinking through it, is, you know, Jalen in victory position because, you know, Saquon chews up the last four. But, you know, if you remember the way the Eagles played earlier in the year, I do think it's going to be a slow start. I'm not going to be shocked with, you know, the old 10-0, 10-3 KC lead. But I think this defense is the best thing going, period. I mean, I think second half we're going to see a defense. We're going to be happy the defense is on the field is what I'm trying to say. You guys think that's possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on it.
Yeah, I mean, they've been this year, Ike said it a bunch of times, this year has been about Saquon, but the defense is the reason that they are where they are. If the defense was mid-pack and Saquon did what he did, this season wouldn't be what it is.
Right.
Every decision they make, you know, on offense is because of what they have on defense, and they are here because of that. And I you know, if we walk away from this with an Eagles victory, odds are the MVP will be on the offensive side, but odds also are that the defense was the most valuable thing in the game.
Yep. Yeah, I don't mind going a little bold here and saying that I really hope Nolan gets his third sack or his sack in three consecutive games. And I'd love to see MVP Nolan Smith up on the board. I think that's
nice. Wow.
What was those odds?
I just really think the second half is going to be the Eagles defense doing what they do. And I'm excited, man. I think a 14-point win isn't out of the question. I wouldn't be surprised if it's, you know, 19-33 or something like that. But, you know, I think second half we're just going to be happy we have the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah, Dave, I also think a lot of the reason that people are picking the 8-11-point wins is deep down we are all a little bit worried from a Jake Elliott standpoint and a Patrick Mahomes standpoint about the close one. And I think Costo said this as well. Mm-hmm. If the Eagles win, there's a bigger chance that it will be a large margin than if the Chiefs win, that's a large margin. I don't see the Chiefs winning this by two touchdowns. You
right.
know?
And part of that's because I think Elliott's going to be a second thought in a lot of conditions. I think let's get the touchdown. Let's not even worry about the field goal. So, yeah, I'm so freaking excited, man. And I'm so happy to hear my first call, first time, long time, to be on your show, the best show. Mm-hmm. Funniest damn show on radio, man.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's the way to end it. Thank you for the call, Dave.
I tell you what, like sometimes we can get so caught up in the opponent and what sort of the perception of them is for everyone. And it's the Chiefs' greatness. It's Andy Reid, it's Patrick Mahomes. I think a lot of people can sometimes get lost in that. You just go back through the season with the Chiefs, and you look at their schedule, and you tell me the most impressive win they had on their schedule. Now, you know the majority of their games were one-score games. That's right. That's first of all.
Yep.
You also know they only averaged 22 points. But when you look at the actual schedule, other than the first week of the season, when they beat Baltimore, and we know that was by a half an inch before it went into overtime because Isaiah Likely caught that pass set in the back of the end zone, but his foot was out of bounds, so that game could have gone into overtime. I mean, they beat Cincinnati by one. They beat Atlanta by five. They beat the Chargers by seven. They beat the Saints by 13. They beat the 49ers by 10. They beat Vegas by seven. They had to go to OT to beat Tampa Bay. They beat the Denver Broncos by two. Denver held them to 16 points. Buffalo is their most impressive team they played, and they lost by nine to Buffalo, only scoring 21 against that Buffalo Bills team. They beat Carolina by three. We saw that game. They could have easily lost to Carolina. Vegas was a two-point win, only scoring 19 points versus Vegas. 19 points versus Vegas. The Chargers, again, held them under 20 to 19 points. They won, but it was a two-point game. Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh, and then the game they gave away at the end. So I go to that schedule, and I say to myself, there's no way that schedule is more impressive than what the Eagles did this year as a football team. And when you look at the scores and some of the teams they beat, the Eagles, to me, played a more difficult schedule, and they beat more impressive teams than the Chiefs beat this year. And they beat them in an impressive fashion. They don't have a win like going to Baltimore and dominating Baltimore like the Eagles do. And then having to go, and that was after going to L.A. right, and playing the Rams. So I just look at how the Eagles have played all year, who they played compared to the Chiefs, and it's really clear that the Eagles are the better team. Like, you know, it's not, to me, it's not even a question.
I'm guilty of this, and I think a lot of people are. It might even be right, but it reminds me of, you know, that Minnesota team 2 years ago that the Giants beat?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they won 13 games, but it was all one-score games like that.
Yep.
And people were like, that team. So, like, I know where Jack is coming from with the fraudulent team, because everybody knew that Minnesota team was fraudulent. But because this Kansas City Chiefs team are who they are, mm-hmm. we all look at it as, well, they just know how to win, as opposed to a team that snuck by a bunch of bad teams and got here. Like, really, their most impressive win of the year was
last week.
Was the Buffalo game. Win. You know, that's when they scored 33 points. That's when they beat Buffalo, whatever. But I agree with you. It is just that I have in the back of my head, and we all have in the back of our heads, who they are. And they're just, they just figured it out. That's how they got here. So, yeah, I agree with you. There's no... It's very difficult to look at these two teams this year and say the Chiefs are the better team than the Eagles. It's really hard.
And that's all I can look at.
Yep.
I mean, they actually beat Houston, and Mahomes threw for 177 yards. Like, to me, that wasn't even a dominant win against the Texans in the playoffs.
No, no, not at all. So coming up next, we will have the official Rios hype speech for Super Bowl 59.
Thank God. Does he have a rest stop?
He's pulled over.
Did he get a payphone?
We're good. That is coming up next. We're Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP. Oh, it's on the record Friday. So you got a call. Give us exactly how you think the game is going to go. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.